Dawson.
Mr. Mayor, council members, my wife Brenda and I moved to Martinville 12 years ago. Houston selected this area obviously because of the rural lifestyle and our love for horses. We have had horses all of our lives. After living here 8 years, we decided maybe this is the place for us for the long term. So we invested millions of dollars in the property previously owned by Star Gate Sports Horse Enterprises. We wanted to protect this culture of Martinville. Martinville expresses that culture with the statues that are at the welcoming corner down here with horses. We did not want that property developed into something other than that. We invested millions, and then we invested millions more to convert it from an English dressage facility to a cutting horse facility. Prior to buying that, we obviously did considerable due diligence. We inquired about the property on which the water, partially constructed water tower is being built. We, too, were shown the representation made by the water supply company to the town of Martinville that the only thing that would ever be built there are surface storage tanks, possibly a water well would be drilled and pumps. We concluded that would be fine. Nothing would ever be above the tree line. In fact, we were directed to look at the facilities down Jeter Road if we wanted to know what they would look like. I said that would be fine, and on that basis, we bought the property. We are opposed to the Martin Water Supply Company building that water tower on the basis that they came to the council recognizing they needed the permission of the council and the city to build that, and they were denied that permission. They then sued the city to obtain that permit. After being held to an appellate court, they proceeded with construction of the tower in the face of a decision that they knew was uncertain. So basically, they thumbed their nose at the city. The court recognized that sufficiently to tell them, you can appeal, but you're going to have to set aside funds to take that tower down if you lose. They have lost. The funds have been set aside to take the tower down, and that's what they should do, is take the tower down. We have no objection to them proceeding to build the surface storage tanks and the pumps. That's not an issue. We're not trying to deny their ability to meet whatever service requirement they believe. Now, I have listened to the testimony of the Water Supply Company's engineer before doing my own research. I'm a civil engineering graduate from the University of Texas. I'm a member of the National Academy of Engineering, and I am familiar with codes and regulations. You don't have to be an expert, though. If you go into the code, which is online, a casual reading of that code will reveal the fact that the Water Supply Company has misrepresented the facts around the requirement for that tower. They have misrepresented the need for that tower, and that can be easily discerned by anyone reading the code. The code is very clear on what it recommends. It also gives people a lot of other options, and one of the other options is surface tanks with pumps. Now, that may not be what the Water Supply Company wants, but that is an option available under the code to meet their service obligation. So when they represent to you that they have to have this tower, they are not being truthful. They do not have to have that tower. They have another option available to them under the code, the one that they originally proposed. As has been said already, the city has prevailed in its legal assertion of its rights to issue the codes and ordinances and permits. You must enforce that. If you do not, all the development is coming down 407, and it will come down the east side of 407. You will not be able to stop what happens, nor will you be able to stop what happens when it makes its way down Jeter Road into your backyard. We would like to stay here a long time. I cannot stay in a place where I do not know who to count on and who not to count on.
Thank you, Mr. Bill.